Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Jack Munson. I'm your host and social media consigliere. Today, Kristen Pahacek rejoins the show, and we're going to talk about some upcoming events with the International Franchise Association. Today's show is brought to you by Citroen Cooperman, Franchise Payments Network, and our newest sponsor on Social Geek, Constant Contact. Give your franchisees the marketing tools they need to succeed with Constant Contact's Franchise Partner Program. As a franchise partner, you'll get access to all of Constant Contact's powerful online tools and resources, including email automation, social marketing, and real-time reporting, all in one place and at one discounted rate. Constant Contact offers hands-on account management, award-winning technical support, and educational online marketing content, plus a whole lot more. Get the best online marketing tools for your brand by visiting constantcontact.com/socialgeek. Welcoming back to the show, it's Kristen Pahacek from Massage Luxe. Kristen, how are you?
What's up, Jack? What's up, franchise fam? I miss you all so much. I am doing well here down on the farm. It's calf season, so we've got some babies, which is always exciting.
Oh, man. And if you're not following Kristen on Instagram to see what's really going down in Upper Wisconsin, you really need to check this out because it's an awesome mix of digital marketing and cattle.
Yep. My life is massage, facials, digital marketing, and cows.
Love it. Well, we have a whole nother thing that we're going to jump into a little bit later this week with the IFA. It's our next marketing workshop. And I thought today, this is going to be kind of a weird show today because everybody, Kristen and I have absolutely nothing planned out. We were originally going to have a call today to map out what we're going to be talking about as MCs and hosts of this upcoming marketing workshop for the IFA. And we thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun while we're kind of going through what we're planning and who's going to speak when and what the topics are, why don't we just record this and share it with everybody? So if anybody hears this and you have some new ideas for us on what we should do as far as this upcoming marketing workshop or the rest of the workshops we have planned for the rest of this year, let us know because we'd love you to be part of this process. Kristen, are you ready to go a little bit behind the scenes and let everybody hear what our conversations are usually like?
I am ready. I have been thinking hard about like a good opening joke or an opening line. So hit us up if you've got one.
Yeah,
I like to put a smile on people's faces before we get all serious in business talk, but that takes some planning. So send me your ideas if you have them.
Yeah. Opening lines are good. And also this is a virtual workshop again,
yeah.
And I hope the next one we have will actually be in person, but I'm not really sure what to wear to these things anymore. You know, I usually wear the black suit. I've played around with the idea of getting a tuxedo. That might be a little bit over the top. What do you think? Should we dress up? Should we dress down? What's protocol these days in the waning days of the pandemic?
Gosh, you know, I'm a jokester, as are you. Maybe we should do something funny, like have our own theme. You know, I like beach. We could dress up like we're headed to the beach. We could dress up like we're, I don't know, country folk down on a farm. Or I don't know, Jack. What are you? You're more creative than I am.
Well, country folk, I think we both could probably pull something out of the closet for that. I'll just bring out my Carhartts. And
there you go.
If I could get a costume shop that's open around here to get a pirate costume, I might do that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still not sure of like how formal people expect some of these events to be right now. Like, are we in suits? I think we're out of the shorts and sweatpants mode. I hope.
Oh, I'm sure not.
Okay.
Nice top and like pajama bottoms. That's usually my go-to.
All business up top, party down below. Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna work on attire. I think I might do a suit, and I might even do a tie, simply because I kind of miss wearing a suit, right? It's been so long. So I think I might actually do a suit this week for the marketing workshop.
Yeah, you know what? I like it. I used to have a boss that always said, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So right, we might need to dress for success.
Right. And in that case, I'll put on my Batman costume because that's the job I want. But as far as this week, so we're doing this workshop and everybody, it's on the 24th, which is Thursday, starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time. It's open to all IFA members. So you can be a franchisor, franchisee, supplier, and you don't have to be a marketing person. I've been telling a lot of operations people about this and several CEOs as well. This isn't like, you know, marketing VPs or directors only. Anybody who wants to learn about some trends in marketing for franchises should join this thing. So, and we're going to mention this a lot throughout the show today, but you can register at franchise.org. Go to the events section. As far as what we're doing there, Kristen, we've got the outfits picked out. Now let's talk about the topics. Let me find them here real quick. We've got two topics, and I think we're going to introduce these, and then we'll go to some round tables. Where, how many people do we usually have in the round table?
You know, last event, there were anywhere from 6 to 8, depending on the table that you were at, but it's big enough where you're getting a variety of opinions, discussions, scenarios, but still small as to everyone gets a chance to talk, to kind of share their thoughts or their approach. So I really like the size of those roundtables.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I think that's something that we've all kind of missed over the lockdown and pandemic is, you know, there've been so many online webinars, but they're all talking heads, right? You might as well just be a YouTube video with, you know, someone giving a speech. I think what people have really missed is sitting with colleagues and, you know, maybe some of them are franchisors, some are suppliers, whatever, but sitting around a table with people and just kind of kicking ideas around, that's to me what has really been missed over the past year and a half. So I'm glad we're kind of getting back to this. So we'll do these two topics and then come back. Or we'll do one topic, right? And everybody goes to a round table. Then we'll come back to the main room. And I think what we're going to do is call on somebody, a group leader from each one of those groups, to share, you know, sort of a highlight of what anybody in that group had to talk about. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah. You know, I like that recap because I have serious FOMO. And so I want to be in every round table. And so even if you aren't in a round table where you had a direct takeaway, you're going to get a takeaway from one of the round tables. So I liked when you were calling on those leaders last time to give kind of the high level. It was quick and fast. So you're not sitting again in front of a bunch of talking heads, but you are still getting the value from all the tables.
Yeah, I think that's a cool idea of bringing in at least one highlight or one solution that somebody came up with from each of the tables. And I remember the last time we did this, the biggest thing to me was that we asked the same question to, what did we have, 10 or 12 different round tables, maybe 15. And the answers and the responses were completely different at everyone. It wasn't like there was some, you know, like everybody had the same thing. It just depends on who's at your round table as to how that gets answered. So I like that a lot. So we'll do the first one and then we'll come back, share some findings. And then are you ready for this second topic? And folks, I got to tell you right now, this was not my or Kristen's doing. This was voted on by the entire marketing and innovation committee. Are you ready for this topic? It's a long one.
You got to tell us the first topic first.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first one, I thought we did that. Yeah, it's the first one I really love. It's balancing upper and lower funnel tactics. Brand building versus lead gen. And so frankly, I think we could talk about that for like 3 hours because I think there's not a lot of brand building happening with some brands right now because they're struggling with so many other things. But at the same time, they need new leads, right? So I think that's going to be a really good discussion. So,
yeah. And, you know, I think this is it's a challenge for small franchise brands for sure, but a challenge for big franchise brands too, right? You get hooked on this lead crack where you want the leads, you want the sales, you want the purchases in the short term, because that's what your franchisees want to see. But then how do you balance that with kind of building the long-term legacy brand that we all strive for?
What are you doing with that currently? Do you have like kind of a formula for I'm going to do X amount of brand building and, you know, and then rest is lead gen, like, you know, 60-40 or 50-50. Do you have any kind of magic formula that you like?
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of brand building, but in budgets that are smaller, you know, a 70 unit franchise is going to have a lot different budget than a 5,000 unit franchise.
Yeah.
You really need to focus on things that aren't going to cost a lot of money that do build your brand. And a lot of that comes from franchisee community engagement, social media is a big portion of that, public relations, partnering with a good PR firm to help you build campaigns that are more designed to generate awareness and maybe establish some positioning in your brand, while those media dollars are really going towards those bottom funnel tactics.
Got it. And
that's the approach that Massage Lux has taken. And it's the right approach, right?
Yeah.
Spend your money where your franchisees are going to see the return, but don't completely forget about how important it is to position yourselves against your competitors and to establish in the minds of your consumers exactly what you should be known for. Which, you know, is no easy to task when you don't have the $1 million TV buys going out every other week.
Yeah. So you're spending more of your ad dollars on the lead gen side. And I would assume there's some trackability happening there too, right? And then the brand building side feels like it's a longer term play. It's more organic content, public relations, blogging, podcasting, whatever. Do I have that right?
You're exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. I think you're spot on with that. I will be interested to hear what some other brands are doing to balance that out when we have the workshop on the 24th, but yeah, I'm in full agreement with you there.
I'll be curious to see if any brands are successfully using marketing co-ops to build brand awareness in specific DMAs, because I got my eye on that, especially in our franchise system. You know, we're not all over the country yet. So I definitely want to do brand building at the DMA level where we have some densification in markets. And so, yeah, I'm hoping that comes up during these roundtables.
Oh, tell me more about that. So you're looking kind of like at clusters you know, a few large markets where you have multiple franchisees already in that market and you're going to build the brand, you know, let's say just in, you know, Austin, Texas or Houston or whatever market. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Well, we're not doing it, but I'm definitely thinking about how we could do it, right? In that St. Louis, for example, you know, we've got 10 plus spas in that market. Do we take a portion of their local marketing requirement and put it into a fund that goes towards a spot TV, radio buy, some CTV, some brand building, marketing tactics during a key campaign timeframe to help to lift some of that brand awareness?
Got it. So if anybody is doing anything of the sort, let Kristen know way in advance so she can be part of your room. Because seriously, that's what this is all about. It's like, yeah, we don't all have the answers, but maybe somebody else does and we can borrow that answer from them. So
that's franchising, Jack. Love it.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be home of one of the leading franchise accounting, financial statement audit, tax preparation, and business consulting practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of accounting and franchise consulting services to a vast number of franchise concepts, working with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them build value and sound financial reporting. The Citrin Cooperman franchise practice is comprised of experienced CPAs and CFE-accredited professionals providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty and meet required compliance deadlines. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com/industries/franchising. Okay, I'm going to jump into topic number two. So after we all come together and talk about the brand building versus lead gen, we're going to get to topic number two, and hold on to your seats, everybody. This is long. Bringing brand loyalty back, ideas to retain your loyal pre-pandemic customers, and new methods to bring in new customers that are anxious to try something new. Wow, that's quite a topic. But
do you need a drink of water?
I do. Hold on. wait, this isn't water, but I'll drink it anyway. The idea of loyal customers, though, especially during and after the pandemic and lockdown, I think this is something that's weighing heavy on everyone. Like, what do we do to serve those customers that stuck with us and kept the doors open, you know, over the past 18 months? And how do we hold on to them when maybe now some of our competitors are reopening or whatever the situation is? What do we do to keep these customers loyal? And the only thing I know is it's going to be very different than it was 3 years ago, because everyone's attitude has changed as far as who you're doing business with right now.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Yeah. Well, and we all know, I mean, getting your current customers to come back versus getting brand new customers is going to save you a lot of money, right? It's far less money to just keep the customers that you have. And, you know, so often in marketing, you think acquisition, but loyalty and retention is a huge component of marketing, and one that, from my experience, a lot of franchisors don't focus on with their franchisees in regard to training. So take a look at your new franchisee training and make sure you've got a good building loyalty section in there so that your franchisees understand that they need to work to keep their current customers.
Yeah. I would assume that's pretty important with your brand, with Massage Lux. You're going to get a lot of repeat business. Those people who, you know, want to keep coming back because they're taking good care of themselves now. Anything new that you're seeing that's really working either with your brand or other brands right now when it comes to retention and loyalty? Anything kind of jump out at you?
Yeah. So we're a membership-based model, which means we really got to focus on keeping our members happy, right? Because we don't want them to cancel their memberships, and we don't have contracts on our memberships. So they freely can cancel at any time. We do not force people into contracts with us. And so that means, you know, if they're with us, they're happy, and we work really hard to make them happy. We just recently launched a Member of the Year campaign for Massage Lux, where members could submit how Massage Lux contributes to their overall health and wellness. We're currently in online voting for this campaign, so you can go to massagelux.com and vote for our Member of the Year contest. And the winner of that contest gets a full free membership for a year.
Nice.
So things like that help to engage members and celebrate members for being customers of yours.
Is there a way to take some of that that good stuff that those customers are sharing with you and share that out over blogs or videos or podcasts or something? Because I think like those customer stories are way more valuable than anything you just can, you know, conjure up.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And that's really probably one of the best things about this campaign, right, is it really is giving us inspiration and content that we can use to further establish our health and wellness positioning in our marketing materials. Yeah.
Excellent. And again, if anybody has some really cool stories of what's working, or if you're brave enough to share what you tried over the past year and it didn't work very well, we'd love to hear that too. Be sure to join us on the 24th at the marketing workshop. Kristen, we mentioned the roundtables, and I do want to give a quick shout out to some of the folks who are going to be helping us out and facilitating those roundtables. Let me pull up the list here real quick from the IFA. Of course, Sherry Fishman, the chair of the Marketing and Innovation Committee, will be joining us. And Mary Hanula, who is now with Ularity, Andrea Parati from Office Evolution, Shanna Crisson from Goldfish Franchise, Danielle Uthis from Speed Pro, Michelle Chirko from ZBART, Brandy Klustra is going to join us. Rachel Rudisil, Stacy Ely, and Martha O'Gorman, and Mary Mills from College Hunks will all be joining us and helping out as facilitators for the event coming up on the 24th. So thanks in advance to all of you guys for jumping in and leading and facilitating these roundtables. What do you think, Kristen? Do we have this covered? Anything else we need to figure out before Thursday?
I'm feeling pretty good. We've done this once before. It was a raging success. I felt like there were tons of people on and the conversation was really good. So I'm very hopeful that we'll get an even better turnout this time around. And can't wait to see everybody. Hey, Jack, should we talk a little bit about what's happening this October?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually going to be in person at some point in October, and I have to pull up the info here.
October 27th and 28th.
Oh, good. Okay. You've got it. Terrific.
Yeah.
That's going to be in Houston, and it's 2 days of a franchise development and then marketing conference all put on by the IFA. So, I think this is really interesting, frankly, for people like you who are sort of on both sides of that fence at some point in the day, doing a lot of brand dev work and then doing consumer marketing as well. But if you're only focused on one of those areas, terrific. You can still come and just, maybe attend one of the days and not both days. I will definitely be there for both. And it's going to be good to get back with our franchise marketing colleagues in person. Again, that's in Houston. What are the dates again?
October 27th and 28th.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
And location is to be announced yet. I don't think all of those details are ready, but block it out on your calendar. Plan on being in Houston that week. I think it's going to be valuable and maybe just a little bit of fun too.
I think so. And I really like the marketing and friend dev pair. I feel like so often those two initiatives are treated as separate silos, and it's really important that you're bringing together your marketing strategy alongside your friend dev strategy.
Yeah. I talk with so many brands now who have marketing people who are doing a lot of work over on the friend dev side and vice versa, simply because, I mean, we know what this job market looks like right now. And every marketing department in franchising is down one or two people at least, right? So there's a lot of marketers who are wearing multiple hats, doing not just consumer marketing, but maybe lead gen for candidates as well. So I think having those two groups together for a couple of days, I think that's a winner. So I cannot wait for this Houston event. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And you can register for that as well as this coming event on the 24th. That's this Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can register for all of these events at franchise.org and just go to the events section. Kristen, thanks for allowing me to record our little brainstorming session here today. And like I said before, if anybody has additional thoughts or anything you would like to contribute to this workshop or upcoming workshops, please reach out to us, send us a DM, hit us up in the comments, whatever. We'd love to get your feedback on this.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We will do this again, and I will see you virtually on Thursday afternoon.
Perfect. I'll see you then.
Before we go, a quick word from Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused in the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.